uninterfered with by copy editors and proofreaders and the whole editorial business. If I write a blog, then you are seeing the language at its most naked, as it were. Now, before I go any further, not wishing to take anything for granted in a business which is relatively recent in origin, how many of you blog? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So we're talking about a handful of people, really. How many of you routinely look at blogs? Sprinkling more. So, but still, we're talking 5% of the audience or 10%. How many of you know what a blog is? I'm pretty well, but not everyone is putting their hands up. You see, it is a relatively recent phenomenon. Blog. Weblog, it is short for. Weblog. It is a diary, effectively. Only the diary can be carried out by an individual, or by an institution, or by any organization. The reason why it's all so recent is that the software which you need in order to construct your blog is relatively recent in origin. Most software firms that do this only came online in about 2003. It is now the fastest growing area of internet activity. And it has a demotic kind of motivation, because it allows you to express in public and in a print medium, that's important, you see, in a print medium, therefore looking very posh indeed, the craziest of ideas that you may want to express to the rest of the world. And it can be any subject, it can be any topic, and it really is quite exciting. So, for example, I might decide that today I want to write a blog about something that really excites me. Little black control boxes. Oh, they are one, you know, you just, do you not realize what a beauty in little black control boxes? I love them. I wonder if anybody else in the world shares my love for little black control boxes. I will have a blog about little black control boxes. So I call down my software, and I call my blog Dave's Black Box Control Boxes, and I type up my first blog and say, today I found at University of Reading Theatre, I found the most wonderful little black box control thing, and I think I want to tell you all about it, and it was like this, and it was like this, and it was like this. Go, send, off goes my blog into the blogosphere. And I tell all my friends about it. I say, I've got this blog on black boxes. And they say, oh yeah, all right, okay. But they do go and read it, because they want to see what sort of a lunatic I am. And they because I'm reading their blogs too, you see. So we're sharing each other's interests here. So we're starting to get a little coterie of people who are aware that these little black boxes are really something special. Wow. Meanwhile, in Argentina, Juan, also interested in little black control boxes, and like me, thinking he is the only person in the world to have this interest, one day Googles little black box control boxes. By that time, Google has spidered my blog. Spidered has crawled through my blog and indexed it so that it's ready there for a search. And one day Juan puts into Google black control boxes, and up comes my blog, and Juan is so happy, because now he has found a soulmate across the sea who is interested in little black control boxes like he is. And he sends a comment to my blog and says, hey, hola, and he tells me about his little black control box he's got in his house, and I am really interested in this, so I write back to, and we have a real discussion, and then before you know where you are, you have a blog read by millions of people. And, of course, the biggest blogs are read by millions of people every day. The big political blogs, for example. Some of the media blogs that follow radio or television programs have millions of hits every day. Now, that's the background for blogging. But the linguistic point is, when I write my blog, there is no copy editor changing me. I'm writing it as I want to write it. And when you actually start analysing the language of blogs, what you find is an extraordinarily spontaneous sort of grammatical construction that previously you would only ever have encountered in informal speech, never have seen it written down, unless you were a linguist transcribing these things for an exercise or something, and certainly never written down in a beautiful typeface, looking like it's traditional standard English. But when you actually start to read it, you realize it's not like any standard English you've ever read before, ever. Because the last time that kind of spontaneous writing appeared in public was in the Middle Ages, and standard English didn't exist then. So this is the first time you're seeing an extraordinary variety of English emerging. Sentences that ramble all over the place, that don't finish, that have interpolations and parentheses inside, where rules of traditional grammar are not broken, people simply don't know that they're there. So they just write as they speak. Use vocabulary of all kinds, colloquial as well as semi-colloquial, and occasionally formal. And in a bilingual or multilingual situation,